This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We must achieve it for. We're here now because tens of millions of Americans have placed their hopes in us to transfer power from Washington, D.C. and give it back to the people. So important. Now we have to deliver. Enough all talk, no action. We have to deliver. This is our chance to achieve great and lasting change for our beloved nation. Since taking office, I have taken major contractual steps to restore the rule of law and to return power to everyday Americans. And even though it's only a few days, we've done it in record numbers.
Well, he goes on to talk about the issuance of executive orders to build the Keystone and Dakota pipelines and issued a new requirement for American pipelines to be made with American steel and fabricated in the United States. What a novel concept. You know, why don't we support our own country and our own people? I mean, this is like... so incredibly simple and obvious. It's like one of those V8 moments, you know, Scott, remember the commercial, you know, I should have had a V8. It's like one of those things. It's like, what have we been thinking? Why would we not do something as reasonable and practical? Why did it take us so long? Well, you know, we were busy being deluded and influenced, you know, as we were discussing with Pat Wood earlier. And this is why we have to be careful about the people that we follow. And we've got to constantly hold them accountable. Even as excited as we are about Donald Trump, you know, we've got to hold this administration accountable and this legislative body accountable to the things that, you know, that promote our best interest. You know, we have a president now who is speaking on behalf of the people. Now, do we have a Congress? Do we have a Senate that is, you know, saying the same thing? Are there still some struggles here? I got to tell you, I am disappointed, and I'm a little frustrated. I know Donald Trump's not saying a whole lot about this, but in terms of his cabinet, I mean, you know, Barack Obama had 7 positions already filled on his first day of office. I mean,
he did say something about that yesterday, though. Yeah. He goes, you know, because it was right after he talked about, you know, the things that they've already done, and he goes, mm-hmm. and we could start doing a lot more if they'd actually give me my staff.
Yeah, but I guess I'll have to do it myself. And, you know, I mean, we got Theresa May here, and what is she talking about? She's talking about trade. Well, where's his commerce secretary? Oh, you know, he's still busy being, you know, interrogated and all this grandstanding going on. Come on, give me a break. I mean, you got people here who are walking away from bazillions of dollars that, oh my goodness, they just want to serve. And talk about looking a gift horse in the mouth. We have to be grateful the kind of talent that, you know, President Trump has been able to assemble here on our behalf. You know, people want to, well, you know, hey, they've got money, and it's like, well, money's an evil thing, right?
I think that's one of the things that makes this so important, is that these people don't need to do this. They have other avenues to where they've made their money, and they've done their, they've worked. They can go get a different job. They are choosing to do this.
No.
A lot of them are taking a pay cut to come do this.
You think? I mean, they're grateful. They're grateful to this country. And they, like us, Scott, it's not about them. It's about the kids and the grandkids. It's the next generations that are coming up. You know, what kind of legacy, what kind of America are we leaving behind here in this process? But, you know, like I say, ladies and gentlemen, it's about a government of, for, and by we the people. It commands us to stay involved and engaged as to what's going on. And as Pat Wood said, hey, it's not about checkers anymore. This is chess on many levels. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information on how you can connect with any one of the 280 affiliates plus that we have around this country or around the world via shortwave. With us right now, we're honored to have the one and only Joseph Farah, editor, founder, and CEO of WorldNetDaily.com, the Internet's largest independent news site, a veteran newspaper editor having run the Sacramento Union and the news department of the L.A. Herald Examiner. I'll tell you, Joseph, it's always good to talk to you because you take me back home and I remember the old days of the L.A. Herald.
you're one of the survivors from long ago, huh?
Yeah, Southern California boy, born and raised, so all kinds of fun. So whenever I hear about the Examiner, I always think of it very fondly. Good memories.
Fun paper.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of fun times as well, this is an exciting time in our country and our government, a new hope. People are starting to dream big dreams again. And this new president has really energized the Beltway, and I think probably in a way that it didn't expect.
Well, a lot of people didn't expect it. I did, but... And I'm gratified for, you know, the change of direction that things are going in. And actually, I'll tell you a little secret, Bill. I mean, I actually anticipated the release of this book in January because I thought, you know, I think people, a lot of folks, the target audience for this message, they're going to be rejuvenated come January. And that's exactly what has happened. But, this is not a political book at all. This is a spiritual book. And, you know, that's the first priority for believers anyway.
Right.
To think that any man is going to fix everything, of course, is misguided.
Right.
I think politics is a worthy endeavor for believers to be involved in. But, you know, our priority needs to be being directed by the Holy Spirit and
without a doubt,
you know, preparing ourselves for the kingdom of God.
Well, if our politics is grounded in our faith and our spiritual roots, which is what our founding fathers did, we can get a lot accomplished here, and we do have an opportunity, Joseph. I think the timing of your book was excellent in terms of what was happening in this country. People were very desperate. I mean, you know, you talk to Franklin Graham, and the kind of bonfires of revival that was taking place in this country. We know around the world there's already been bonfires of revival taking place. As Charles Finney once said, revivals happen when it's most needed. And if there was ever a time, not only in America, but around the world, that a revival was needed, I don't know how much worse it needs to get. Do you?
No, I don't. You know, the other thought that went through my head is maybe the better time for release would be when people are in the doldrums and their only option is, you know, spiritual revival.
Right.
It is what it is. And
well,
I think people are willing to hear about the restitution of all things, which is the title of the book, and what that means to them so that we can keep our priorities straight.
Well, and I think you frame this in such a good way, because a lot of people, you know, have a different understanding of who Jesus was and what his mission on earth was. You know, I've said to people, I don't think he came to set up denominations.
I think that's a good bet. Why did he just appear to the Jews? Why did he just come to Israel? And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there in the church, maybe it's the predominant, part of the church that believes the promises to Israel are no longer. And that's something we deal with in the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're to take the Bible literally, I'm sorry, there is no option for replacement theology.
Exactly.
Because we've been sold a bill of goods, because mm-hmm. if God's word is true, I mean, Old Testament and New, it's one story, and it's all about Israel.
Exactly.
And, you know, the great favor, the grace that Jesus brought to us was being, you know, grafted into those promises mm-hmm. as Gentiles.
Right. Well, I think the challenge we've had from day one is understanding what our purpose is and what our place is. You know, what's our role in God's kingdom and in God's plan right now here on earth? That's the challenge. I mean, anybody outside of the children of Israel said, wait a minute, how can God love you best? You know, and of course, that has created a 1,000-year confrontation that still has been lit up in the Middle East and has people confounded. And ever since then, they've been trying to push it out. But God has a purpose for those that are not his specific chosen people, and it's spelled out in Genesis 12. If we bless Israel, hey, God's going to bless us. If we curse Israel, well, then get ready. You're going to get cursed.
Absolutely. You know, Bill, I've been in the church for 40 years. I got, mm-hmm. you know, saved in college. I won't go into all the nasty things I was doing before that, but for 40 years I've been in the church, and good churches,
mm-hmm.
and I've never heard a sermon on what this book is about.
Right.
Not even a sermon. I've never been in a Bible study about the kingdom of God, which is mm-hmm. what this book is about. And, you know, realizing that, it hit me. You know, are people truly preparing themselves for the kingdom of God, which is what it's all about?
Exactly.
There's so many prophecy books out there, so many prophecy messages, and I love prophecy. Don't get mm-hmm. me wrong. This
right.
is a prophetic book. But where most prophecy books end, this prophecy book begins. We don't get right. into all of the stuff that's going to happen in the tribulation and when the rapture is going to be or any of those things. It's all about after Jesus comes, then what? And mm-hmm. I would ask your audience to consider what they know about that kingdom age.
Right.
And do they realize they're going to be living in that mm-hmm. kingdom age? Because if King David is going to be there, in all likelihood, believers today are going to be there, too, whether they were raptured out or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited about this message after pouring myself into it, studying the scriptures and trying to find out every possible thing I could find out about the kingdom age. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately what this book is all about.
And the opportunity in the here and now, Joseph, is to prepare ourselves as much as possible this side of heaven of understanding what it is. But what we can understand through God's word and through his words from his lips to our ears, hopefully, and to our hearts, is that we understand that he has not given up on us. The deal is still on, and that is that he wants to bring us all together in perfect alignment, designed and living out the purpose that he designed us for. It's not like we're a bunch of, you know, theoretical projects that he said, well, you know, maybe this might happen. Joseph might be able to do this. I mean, before you were born, he says, while you were in your mother's womb, he created a beginning and an end for you, and he saw it. He saw it to its fulfillment. So this isn't
Absolutely.
A theoretical deal, right?
Not at all. It's pure scripture. There are probably more scriptures quoted in my book than any
yeah.
any other thing. I mean, for sure. And what, you know, what I think is important about, you know, well, how do we prepare for the kingdom of God? Well, you got to start by questioning all the assumptions that you've accepted because you were taught by somebody that this is the way it's going to be. I think that's very critical, Because if you look at what Jesus preached about, all four Gospels, go through all four Gospels. I challenge people early on in the book to do this. I take one and pour through it for people. But it's
hey, Joseph, let me stop you right there. We're going to stop you because we got to go to break. We'll be right back and we'll pick it up right there. Joseph Farah is with us. We're talking about his new book, The Restitution of All...
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. We're visiting with Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily and talking about his brand new book, The Restitution of All Things, Israel, Christians, and the End of the Age. Joseph, we had to abbreviate the last paragraph that you wanted to share with people, and it started out with encouraging them to read the gospel and to read the gospel with a new purpose.
Reread it. I know everybody listening to you has read it probably 1,000 times, mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Here's the question I want you to ask yourself as you're reading the Gospels with, you know, with a fresh look. What is the biggest controversy that Jesus has? Where is the conflict? Where does the conflict emerge? And it's very easy answer. You know, the Jews were expecting Jesus to challenge the Roman authorities if he was the Messiah. That's what they were looking for to happen. Jesus doesn't really do that. Jesus's beef, if you will, is with the established religious leaders, mm-hmm. the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the high priest, and so forth. And what he continues to tell them is that they are accepting the commandments of men and not the scriptures.
Exactly.
And that's a good question for us as Christians to consider. Are we guilty of that too?
Mm-hmm.
Because these were, you know, Jesus actually has some high praise for the Pharisees because they're so meticulous in the way that they try to practice their faith, but they get in error. And the error was basically the oral tradition, which was not scriptural, and they were elevating that above scripture. Do Christians today, I've challenged, you know, the audience out there to ask yourselves, are we, you know, believing what men are teaching us about the kingdom of God, about everything that we do? You know, are there any Pharisees in the church today? And I have to tell you, I really do believe that we are guilty of that as well.
Exactly.
And that's the preparation. I think that, you know, that's the preparation we need mm-hmm. to make ourselves worthy of the kingdom of God. Not that we have to do any work. I'm not a works-based salvation person. Forget
right.
that.
Right.
It's grace and grace alone.
Mm-hmm.
But still, do we want to please the Lord or not? Do
exactly.
we want to do what the Lord wants us to do or not? And maybe there are some things that we're not doing or we are doing that we've got to get rid of.
Well, and that's why Jesus, you know, checked our hearts. He, you know, he mm-hmm. challenged us. He said it wasn't what went into our mouths. It's what came out of the heart. You know, it's what came out of the mouth, which was an extension of what lied in our hearts. And that's the opportunity. And God says, look, if you're going to come to me, you got to come to me with all sense of humility, pursuing the truth. And God will reveal himself. Joseph, as I was reading your book, I couldn't help but be impressed that as you were doing this, that you were getting revelation almost like with each chapter. And when I talk about revelation, for those I want to make sure that you understand, when I talk about revelation, I'm talking about something that comes from the throne room of God. It's like you're so connected and attuned with what you're presenting, what you're trying to communicate, that the Holy Spirit is bringing you into an area of the throne room that is absolutely precious.
Well, I appreciate that. I really did, you know, call on the Holy Spirit as I was. You know, this book is the result of about 10 years of intensive Bible study and,
mm-hmm.
You know, mostly with my wife and at home with my family, privately, you know, and we were discovering things. And the more we called on the Holy Spirit to, you know, to open our eyes to the scriptures that we were already, you know, very, very familiar with. I mean, you know, my study of prophecy goes back 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, Bill, but I mean, I
right.
studied at the feet of Hal Lindsey for 10
yeah,
years. We worked
right.
together
I was
on
aware
all
of
kinds
that.
Of things.
Exactly.
But yes, I mean, without a doubt, we got revelation. And I believe that, you know, I'm more passionate about this than I ever been
mm-hmm.
in all those years that I've been a believer.
Well, you say the restitution of all things is a primer on the Hebrew roots of the Christian faith that will
mm-hmm.
forever give you a new appreciation of the work Jesus did on the cross. Unfold that for us a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that, first of all, one of the important things I tried to share with readers of the book and audiences when I talk is that the Bible is an Israel-centric book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an Israel-centric book for a reason. All the lessons that the children of Israel learned or failed to learn, they're there for us, too.
I mean, they're not just like throwaway stories.
Right.
Okay. So that's number one. And number two is there are prophecies for the future that are as yet unfulfilled. These are the ones we seldom talk about when we talk about prophecy, except for the near-term ones. You know, it seems to me that most prophetic teachers are focused on what's right around the corner. What's the first thing that's going to happen before we enter this great tribulation? Then what's going to happen? And they were really concerned about the timeline of that tribulation, which is a seven-year period, but so little focus on what comes after when Jesus, the Messiah, the King of Kings, is reigning and ruling over the whole earth.
Exactly.
And again, that's the focus of this book. And I pour through every scripture, and there are a multitude of them. You know, the title of this book is The Restitution of All Things, and it comes from Acts 3, where Peter uses that phrase, and he uses it to say, whom the heaven must receive until, he's talking about Jesus, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So in other words, this is the time of the great refreshing, the great restoration, the great restitution. It's what we should be preoccupying our minds. It's the great hope for cleaning up this, you know, crummy world we live in.
Well, you're looking at perfect alignment with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and all that He created. Everything coming together, you know, according to its design, its intended design and purpose. I mean, that is going to be a time of joy and fulfillment beyond anything that we could ever appreciate.
Right.
You know?
Have you ever wanted to, you know, have you ever thought, you know, I would like to have lived in the Garden of Eden. Well, this is going to be the closest we'll ever come to knowing what that experience was like. It'll be a kind of a paradise on earth with charge, ultimate justice, ultimate truth, ultimate knowledge. And so, you know, as I realized that, as I was reading those words from Peter, you know, that's what got me hooked on this study.
Yeah.
And this is I became passionate about sharing it with others.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did in this book, The Restitution of All Things. Joseph, you know, we touched on this ever so slightly, but in your book you boldly address the Middle East conflict.
That's right. It's a whole chapter in the book, and it's one that is very close to my heart because, you know, I'm an Arab American. And we think of the Middle East conflict as one of the Arab versus Israel. And, you know, I love the Arab culture and language and all of that stuff. But there's an answer to it. You know, God's got a Middle East peace plan. That's what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it in Isaiah 19. The very end of Isaiah 19, I'm going to read you three verses because...
Okay, we've only got about 40 seconds here left. I'm sorry, so we'll have to do it quick. Okay,
well, I'll make it shorter than the three verses and tell you to go read the last three chapters of Isaiah 19. You will find out the incredible blessings that God has for Egypt and Assyria, the Arab nation. And the first time I really got this, it brought tears to my eyes. And there's an equal inheritance, if you will, an equal blessing between Egypt, Assyria, and Israel. I'm convinced the only way the Middle East is going to come to peace is through the Jesus returning and settling this matter once and for all.
Without a doubt. Joseph Farah with us, the book that will broaden your thinking and get you thinking even deeper, which is a good thing. The Restitution of All Things, Israel, Christians, and the End of the Age. Joseph Farah, thank you for being with us.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just wait, like me, fresh every day, coming at you, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and thank you for spreading the good word and getting involved in the conversation. Your voice is welcomed here. We not only believe in the First Amendment, we actually practice it. And part of the problem is some of us, because we were told that our voices were invalidated, we haven't practiced, so we're getting a little rusty here. To have an open conversation, but I encourage you to speak up and do it often. We'll do it in reason and we'll do it civilly. Sometimes, you run across people that are just uncivil. And try as hard as you can. You're not going to talk anybody into heaven, as I tell my friends. It's got to be something in the heart that changes. And it's the same thing in conversation. And in communication, you got to have enough respect and regard for the process and for one another in order to have that bridge that welcomes conversation where there's a true exchange of ideas. And we all benefit from the exchange of ideas. That's the thing. It's empirical that time and again, when we have bipartisanship, when there's reasoning that takes place, some awesome things can happen because, hey, we all have our own zapatos that we walk in, and those are valuable experiences when we can share them with one another. News just being reported that Mike Connors, you might remember him, for those in our generation, the glass-jawed star of Mannix, as the New York Times describes him, his passing at the age of 91. As you might remember, Mannix, Los Angeles-based detective, who ended up taking a lot of punishment, but it was a rather kinetic series. And I think that's why we enjoyed it so much. The show stars works for a large L.A. detective agency, Interact, as you might Intertech, I should say. But beginning in season two, he sets out on his own and becomes a private investigator assisted by a loyal secretary. Remember Peggy Fair? So, that is the news. Also, heartbreaking news. The Allman Brothers, again, they've just been, you know, it's been a tragic group. And here being reported, Scott, that the drummer, Butch Trux, dead at the age of 69, committed suicide right in front of his wife. You know, what kind of demons, what kind of torment has he been dealing with? Amazing. So, and very sad, very sad. And our prayers go out to both the families here, and for the Allman Brothers drummer, for Butch Trux, and what his wife must have had to deal with as well. And of course, Mike Connors, his family, his wife, they were married like 68 years. His wife, 68 years. Does that say something? Especially by Hollywood standards and starship standards and that like that. But, great, great family values there. Also, we've got what is being, labeled as the Power of One, the March for Life rally that may extend a crowd size debate. So we'll have to see what happens. A massive attendance at March for Life could extend crowd-sized chatter, so be prepared for that. I mean, people seem to be measured based on the size of the crowd anymore these days, as opposed to the quality of the message. And of course, we had...
Unless, of course, you're running for president, in which case the sizes of Hillary's crowd didn't matter when compared to Trump's.
Exactly. And of course, it matters about as much as it does the unemployment rate. You know, we come up with these numbers that the government has manufactured, and it's amazing, too. You know, you talk about having reasonable conversations. You know, I've tried to have reasonable conversations with people who just aren't, reasonable. And so what can you do? They insist that the unemployment rate is, as the government has stated, less than 5%. And you look around your neighborhood and you see all these people that are unemployed, supposedly have just conveniently dropped out of the labor force. And I've heard some on the left say, look, we're using the same calculus as we've always used, and I got to look into that, because I don't buy into that. I'm sorry, but I don't know for sure, so I can't report with confidence. I just sense that the compliments, the numbers that they are using are rigged, less than 5%, because you always hear the counter opposing view from smart people as well that say, hey, look at it, if we really looked at that number, it'd be more like 12%. So all these numbers, it's just, okay, at the end of the day, what does it really matter? Our crowd is bigger than your crowd.
Isn't the prime requisite on the number is that you have to be looking for a job?
Yeah.
As soon as you're not looking for a job, you're no longer unemployed, you're something else. You fall into a different category.
But last time I checked, Scott, having a job has a lot to do with what's on the table. You still have to eat, right? I mean, what happens? When you stop looking for a job, you just tell a family, you get the family guys, okay, hey, for the next 12 months, we're not eating. Okay, we're on a one-year fast here.
You've seen that movie, the scene in the movie Hook, where they all just sit around the table and imagine eating? That's what we're going to do.
Exactly. I mean, it's the American way. Come on, suck it up here,
Oh, man, it tastes like... It tastes like pork chops.
Hey, Dad, my meatloaf tastes like nothing.
Yeah, right.
Because you're eating nothing, Bucko. Yeah, but this is the same kid that asked, what do you call that hole in the ice, right?
Well, yeah, Well, that was you that asked that.
Oh, okay. You had to bring that back. Okay, all right. But yeah. So meanwhile. So we got this march going on, and there is this sense that pro-lifers are gaining ground, and I think based on the experience, as Abby Johnson explained the other day to us, Abby, of course, a former director of a Planned Parenthood, and she saw it up close directly, and it disturbed her. And what disturbed her, was that there was no follow-up with the women. It was just take the money, get the abortion, get the heck out of here, next, And there was no, she was concerned. She goes, well, what are we doing here? The women are going out there. And she sensed, even after the procedure, that, the women needed some conversation. They needed some support. But Planned Parenthood and her facility and what she was told, hey, don't get involved. Just, we just process them through. That's it. But, here it is. You hear from Planned Parenthood. It's all about you know, women's rights and how they support their rights and everything else. But yet, what you're hearing from people who, you know, from the inside who worked with Planned Parenthood is it's pretty cold, you know, and, you know, especially that whole concept is furthered when you see those videos where they're selling baby parts, right?
Well, it was the same thing that happened with, the Kermit,
Kermit Gosnell.
Yeah, it was the same thing that happened with him. It was somebody that was working for him that said, "Hey, something's not right here," and they told the cop. One of our guests yesterday was talking about it, and the cop was just a drug cop,
right?
And he was like, "Well, there's something more here. We gotta go into this."
Yeah, they said, "Well, somebody died there. What do you mean somebody died?" And we didn't know about it. I mean, and being the police officer, he does his due diligence. He checks into it, and there's no report of any death going on. Well, you know, like we talked about, this is all part of the refugee, part of the associated refugee issue. When you operate in the shadows, you're not protected. Okay? And this poor woman, you know, she was a refugee and didn't have the support, didn't know of the support that was available to her. So she was just a body. And what did it matter for Kermit Gosnell? And I mean, it's quite fascinating. I got to tell you.
Well, for him, $200.
Yeah, but millions on top of it. He's got the abortions and what he was charging. I mean, this guy was the expert of or the go-to guy, especially with late-term abortions. I mean, he had no conscience of it. It didn't matter 8-9 months because he was doing the service the way he sees it and the way he still talks about it today. I mean, to hear Fela McAleer yesterday talk about, you know, his book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer, that he's just very happenstance about it. He feels like he did a service. He uses scripture to support his worldview.
It sounded like it for him. It was just no different than you going to get a cup of coffee during a break. All in a day's work, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
I mean, they were saying yesterday, that's how it felt.
And don't look into my bank account. And then meanwhile, he puts his hand on his wife's knee and talks to her, reads poetry to her. And this is pretty crazy, crazy stuff, I'm telling you. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We've got more to talk about. Stay with us. It's just about 19 before the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, we're reminded that there's healing power in music. In fact, at least 400 studies are indicating as much. Music is no placebo, and our next guest will explain even further and what he has experienced, and that opens the door for us to bring on Dr. Steven Eisenberg, board certified in internal medicine, medical oncology, and hermatology. His office is in Poway, Escondido, and Vista, California. Nominated for best bedside manner at Tri-City Hospital. That's because he knows three chords on a guitar. See, if you know three chords on a guitar, you can be the best bedside manner doctor. And he's married, he has three kids, and they all sing. It's like it's like the hills there in North San Diego are alive with the sound of music here. He's got the whole family, you know, joining in. In addition to this, in his busy schedule, he's just a normal guy. He enjoys playing basketball, traveling with his family, writing songs, and especially for people living with cancer through the Lyrical Life Foundation. Dr. Steven Eisenberg, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, how are you, Bill? Thanks for having me.
Hey, I hope you didn't mind the reference to the Van Trapp family. I just all of a sudden, as I was getting into this, I'm right with you, you know.
The hills are alive.
Oh, there it is.
Sound of Bill Martinez.
Oh, look at this. He's already. Oh, you got
to
be careful here.
Go, Bill.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know, and that's the beauty of music is that it is. You know, it makes you smile, you know, and here it is. You've been dealing and found that incorporating music for people that are going through challenges in their life, particularly cancer patients, has been rewarding for all concerned.
Yeah, it's been an amazing passion project, if you will. It's been over 10 years now. And here's the deal, my friend. Mm-hmm. When you hear the words, you have cancer, your body, your mind goes into this horrendous fight or flight mode.
Exactly.
And these songs, right? I'm not just writing them, right? We are co-writing them. So I am writing a song with a patient. I'm interviewing them. and we're doing this songwriting session where I get into their soul, into their what moves, touches, and inspires their life, and then those become the lyrics. So It's this wonderful process where they're reminded, they're just nudged to, hey, you're going through this cancer, but you are not your cancer. You're more than just a cancer patient.
Right.
And I want to just nudge them back to their highest self so they can listen to this and use it as a rallying anthem to get through the treatment.
Right.
So it's a co-creation, Bill.
Exactly. Well, you know, people will be what they realize and what they dream about. And what you are writing and speaking to them in their spirit, you know, consciously and subconsciously, are words of encouragement and a rallying cry that, hey, look at, our bodies are miraculously woven together. I mean, it's most, you know, you being a doctor, you of all people, I imagine, you know, as you look into these bodies and that, you know, it just has to be astounding to you. It's probably like an astronomer, you know, staring upon a star, and you realize, wow, what the composition of that star is, or that star cluster. You know, how do you not come away from being confronted with the truth of the human body and not be, you know, as Teresa May would say, you know, incredibly inspired?
It's so true, and that's a beautiful analogy. It is. Every person is a unique star, a unique snowflake, you know, and the mind and the body are so connected. You know, when you're nervous, oh, I can't eat. I got butterflies in my stomach. Well, times that by a million. That's like what you feel when you hear those three words. You have cancer.
I have cancer.
So,
yeah.
So it's like when they hear what they love back in a 2.5 little minute ditty that they wrote it with me.
Mm-hmm.
They're an artist. I'm bringing out the artist in that that's always been there in these patients. They've always, they just sort of, you know, have to be reminded a little bit. And that's what the song does. It reminds mm-hmm. them that, wow, I can fight this.
Exactly.
I'm strong. I'm a human being. And this is just part of my journey. It doesn't define me.
Exactly. Well, Stephen, so often when people hear you've got cancer, they get stuck. They get stuck in those three words. And the music and what you do is draw them out of that and get them to see where it is they're going, that they'll come out of this, that there's been many people before them who have experienced cancer and have navigated successfully. So now you get their eyes off of the cancer and onto themselves. I mean, this is all part of the delivery of healthcare, and you're doing this in the midst of, you know, some of the difficulty of dealing with Obamacare and, you know, all the reports that you have to do. One of my best friends is a doctor, and he gets so frustrated because he has to spend so much time, you know, for all the administrative work, and it takes away from the things that he loves to do, like you, and that is to deliver patient care, which means, you know, that's one-on-one conversation. It's listening to the patient. It's helping them, you know, through their healing, because it's not just about the drugs or what operation they may go through. There is, as we are appreciating, you know, we're tripart human beings. It's body, mind, and spirit, and you've got to be able to look at the totality of that individual if you're truly going to deliver effective health care for the 21st century, I believe.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. There's parts of the human psyche, parts of what makes a human being, that healthcare was never designed to nourish.
Mm-hmm.
It was never designed to nourish, and that leads to some of the suffering. And if this nourishes a soul and gets people sort of rallying around that they can do this, then I think I've done a little bit of good that day. And I'll tell you what it does for me, okay? One out of every two doctors experiences symptoms of burnout. You know this statistic.
Right.
And it's family practice, it's internal medicine, and it's emergency medicine. And it's exactly what your friend said. we're drowning in all of the red tape of government regulations and all this. But this reminds me of why I wanted to be a doctor in the first place.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It nudges me back to so I can do the best I can provide, and it prevents burnout in me. It does.
Yeah, you got to compose another song. We got to compose the anti-burnout song for all the doctors and yourself, right?
I think I should do a little serenade to all doctors out there. You don't have to be burned out. Just listen to Bill and I.
Exactly. Hey, we'll stretch out that lending hand because you do have a friend here, and you have somebody who's compassionate with all that they're doing. And hey, look at we're all in this journey together, getting through life, and we come alongside one another, and then we see some of these incongruities that come along, especially when you've got a government that wants to be the answer to everything and ignore the things that have been working. Stephen, how did this evolve for you to where you started composing music and obviously music's been a big part of your life?
Here's the story, and it's real simple. I was burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Our practice went through a horrible breakup, as many practices do. And I was a newly minted oncologist, and I was in the midst of this breakup with young kids, and I lost sense of who I was. Just around the same time, I entered a story writing contest for my favorite musical artist.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Peter Himmelman. He had a story writing contest, and the prize would be, if you won the story writing contest, Peter would write a song for you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I won. I won the contest. And there mm-hmm. you go. I, in the midst of all of this, my own breaking down physically, I couldn't sleep. I was so stressed out. I couldn't eat. I hear this song, and it's all about the words that I had written. This song that he wrote called Mission of My Soul. And I made my story called Mission of My Medicine.
Wow.
And the story was all about bringing laughter and music and love to patients dealing with cancer. And when I heard it back, to me, I started to honor that part of myself again. And I said, you know what? If I'm going to be a doctor, I can combine the things I love about life and bring that to my patients. And so I started doing that and taking care of myself, and all the symptoms went away, and I felt great, and I was a better doctor and a better human being. And it was all because I was nudged back to myself from a song that my favorite artist wrote for me. And then I said, you know what? I have to do this for patients, and there's no looking back.
Well, medicine and music and healing connected. And Dr. Stephen Eisenberg does it so wonderfully. And the stories abound from his patients that have been so blessed. Stephen Eisenberg, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you so much, Bill. I love it. Thanks.
Take care, buddy. All righty.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers,